Well, thank you so much for joining me today. This is Purpose Spotlight. My name is Nia, and we are in season 3, and we have had some incredible, incredible people to come through that I'm super excited about. And hopefully, you know, you're able to go back and look at some of the interviews that we've done previously and begin to share them, like them, follow them, book them, purchase whatever the products that they're selling or the services that they're providing, because there are some amazing people and so many ways that you can support just see what's happening in your community. You know, we've had people from as far as California. We had someone from, I believe she was actually from Australia. We've had New York, we've had Jersey, we've had Baltimore, we've had Tennessee. We have a lot of different people, and so this night is no different. I'm super excited to bring these two individuals up to you. The first one up is Mel. She is from Jersey, and so we're going to go ahead and get this started. I'm going to press.
She'll be there, looking as glorious as she does. She's actually the sister of another spotlighter from before. Hello. How are you?
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. You look just like your sister. It's not even funny. All right. Yes. But I'm so glad you're able to come on. I know you have a lot going on, so I want to make sure that we are time sensitive and respectful, you know, of anything that you have going on.
I am honored that you even consider me being on today. And thank you so much. I am all yours. I have dedicated this time for us to sit down and chat together. So can you hear me clearly? I picked a...
I sure can.
Okay, great. I found this beautiful location. So I wanted to be outside for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to. It's nothing like some warm weather. You know, the sun is a little gloomy, but it's blue here. It's blue and it's beautiful. So so the world can know how, just who you are. Go ahead and share with us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So first of all, I want to let everybody know I am coming to you live from Mountain View, California. I am enjoying the mountains, enjoying this beautiful sun. And when Nia told me about this opportunity, I was so excited. Yes, I did have so much going on, but I also believe that nothing else should go before ministry and before getting a chance to just talk with amazing and wonderful people and having those connections. So Nia, thank you so much for inviting me and having me on. So my name is Mel Frazier, officially Melissa, but you know, everyone calls me Mel. I actually obtained the name Mel as a short name in business, in corporate America. So that kind of just trickled out through the rest of my life. So my friends used to call me, hey, Mel, what's going on? So it just kind of like, you know, opened up other doors for ways to use Mel. So I was born by Shirley, Melissa Frazier. But my name is Mel Frazier. I am married to the most amazing man on this earth, Sean Frazier, who is, I always say this, he's the gift that just keeps on giving. He's a pastor at Impact Church, our online pastor, and he has blessed me with two amazing boys, Connor and Landon, 9 years old and 4 years old. And together as a family, Nia, we are literally just walking out our plan.
Yeah.
Constantly trying to please God the Father. Every morning I wake up and I remind myself that I'm God's girl. That's my motto. Years ago, I wrote a song called God's Girl. I haven't released that to the world yet. But daily, I remind myself that I'm God's girl. And he's looking down on me. He's like, yeah, you know, that's my girl. That's my encouragement and hope. And by doing that, we just want to make sure that while we're here on earth, we are fulfilling every single assignment that the blueprint has for us. I always say, you know, I want to do good, but I want to do great in God. You can do good by yourself, but you really start to do great when you do great with God and allow him to lead you in all things. And really, that's how Mondays with Mel, which is a blog, that was birthed during the pandemic. By trade, I am a marketing lead in corporate America. I work for Intuit, and I absolutely love my job. But I'm able to take my Mondays with Mel, which was birthed during the pandemic, and still mm-hmm. take that over and bring light and hope on Mondays. Like, people yeah. are looking forward to that. So whenever I say, you know, just being able to transform and bring all worlds together, that's how you know you're working and you're mm-hmm. living out your life's purpose, because yeah. there's no separation and there's no separation of lines. Meaning yeah. like, you know, I have to live my life this way because I'm in corporate America. And then whenever mm-hmm. I leave at the 5 o'clock, I then can live my life this way. That's not a life that, you know, my husband and I, you know, said to ourselves, we don't want to do that. It's stressful. Yeah. Like, I need a job. I need to make sure that, you know, my call, which is, I know for sure part of my call is my Mondays with Mel family. And that's encouraging yeah. people on Mondays to live their best life, to shift their mindset, to understand that they're born with a purpose and a plan, and to tap into that daily. And just in case you haven't figured that out yet, don't worry about it. It's still yeah. time to figure that out. As long as there's breath and in the body, there's hope. And every day that we rise, I even say to myself, I'm not done yet. If I woke up, I'm up for a purpose and plan. I just need to tap yeah. in some more as to what that's about. So that's just a little lot about me all in once. I'm a wife that I love being. I'm a mom. I love being that. You know, I love my family. I love my church family. That's something that it's deep and dear to my heart. And along with my husband, we serve deeply there. But also just how we're able to take all of our worlds and just kind of merge them all together. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing for me. Wow, so that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. And just kind of what you're talking about, living that consistent life. Obviously, we all wear different hats. We're going to have to shift at times, but it's that integrity that we want to walk out. You know, yeah. who we are at work is the same person we are at home, is the same person we are when we go to church, is the same person when we just out grocery shopping, you know. And so how we live that, obviously, like I said, it's going to change. You can be more formal, more informal, all those different types of things. But at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of like the kids, like, oh, no, my kid would never do that. Then you come to the school like, oh, yes, they would.
It's that core. It's what you're built on. Like, everybody has bad days. Like, my team, yes, the team, they know that I am team God all day. But yeah. at the same time, they understand and know that don't play with Mel, because business yeah. has to get done. Because you yeah. know why? I'm operating in a higher authority and integrity. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. my name is on this. I mean, mm-hmm. I just don't leave God at home because I'm in corporate America. Right. I'm inviting him into my meetings and my business plans to let me know, hey, give me the download so I know exactly mm-hmm. what I need to do and say when I go in here, so that I can have a little bit of insight, you know? So it's no separation of it. If I left him at home, people don't want to see me leaving God at home. Trust me.
Yeah.
They don't want to see me without God.
Absolutely.
They don't want to yeah. know me in that light.
Yeah. And I think that's an awesome testimony, and should be for everyone, because, you know, we just consider who we would be. And I think about that a lot. Like, Jesus, if it weren't for you, like, what kind of person would I be? And I'd be like, I would be a complete jerk.
I mean, ugly. And the crazy thing is, yeah. I mean, it's not crazy. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, because a lot of times we won't go back there and we won't remind ourselves. I take myself down memory lane often to yeah. remind myself of the grace that I am given daily. Because mm-hmm. guess what? There was a time when I decided to leave God in my dorm room, because I'm like, nah, I don't want to take you with this one. Because, you know,
yeah.
there was a time that I decided to leave him, you know, I don't want to take you to the cafeteria meeting I'm about to have. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's one of those where I'm like, those were ugly moments in the life. Mm-hmm. Do I want to go yeah. back there? No, I don't. But I remind myself often of what that looks like to remind me not to go back there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and bring that into Monday. I don't even know how I got started with it. I don't have an official, you know, what's the word? Official brand, as you do as Mondays with Mel. But I know, just, I don't like hearing people complain, especially complaining and there's nothing that, and they're not willing to change it. And so, you know, you get used to seeing, you know, social media, you know, you get on in the morning when you get to where, it's Monday. Like, well, you're setting yourself up for failure for the rest of the week.
You are. You know,
why are you going to spend your time being negative and complaining when you're, one, not willing to change it, it's just, so what, you know, but if it's really that bad, are you going to change it? You know, what are you going to do to help that get better? You just want to complain, because nobody wants to hear
that. Was me, Nia. I learned the hard way previously. I mean, that was me in corporate America. I literally hated the thought of Mondays. Yes. I would literally have stress and anxiety on Sundays leading up to Monday morning because I knew the tension, the stress, and just the thought of the pressure of everything that I had to get done. So yeah. I originally, like, I was not a fan of Mondays. Like, I did my best work between Tuesday and Friday. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What shifted my mindset was I got so frustrated and aggravated because I literally sat in my car one day in the parking garage and I said, I can't keep doing this. I cannot go to work stressed out with knots in my stomach with the anticipation of what bad could happen. Nia, I tell you, in that moment, I started shifting my mindset. And I really started saying to myself, this is going to be a great Monday. It took years. This isn't something that, you know, happened overnight. I think during the pandemic, Mondays with Mel, the vlog was born. But this was work I had done, like, maybe about 2.5 years prior, maybe 3 years. My husband reminded me about 3 years. Okay. I started working on myself because Mondays was so stressful. It started impacting my health. It started even impacting my performance at work, where I literally would be like, my best work comes Tuesday through Friday. My husband was like, why is that? Monday should be setting the tone. You're leading teams. You need to, like, encourage them and motivate them because it starts on Monday. So I started with myself, challenging myself, because I'm not one of those people that's going to put it out there and say, well, you need to do. Plus, I'm a person. I like facts. I like data. I like the tests. I have a theory.
Yeah.
So I put the work in for myself and I started this personal journey and exercise about Mondays. And I literally would wake up every Monday and I said, while I don't see it yet, this is going to be a great Monday. This is going to be a phenomenal Monday. I am going to have a good Monday. All things are going to happen that are good. You know, I'm taking God with me on my Monday. I'm setting the tone. Nia, I'm telling you, by shifting my mindset within 3 years, like, I could literally say with confidence, oh, I'm all for Mondays. Monday is one of the best days of the week for me because it gives you unlimited opportunities as to what can happen for the rest of your week. You set the tone. And my thing is, I've always been a trendsetter. Other people out there, they don't like Mondays. So it's like, well, I'm going to set the trend. I'm going to love Monday.
Right, I'm a trendsetter.
I'm going to show you what Mondays really could look like and what really could be. And that's one thing, honestly, that God has called us to, right? Like, he's called us to be trendsetters. So to those things that the world might look as negative, we always have to flip the script. I tell my children all the time, I said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We always have to find a way to flip that script, to change the narrative. And that's something big that I'm always on. So I started changing the narrative and doing the work with me. And I said, you know what? If this works for me, imagine if this could work for 1,000 more people. Imagine 1,000 people waking up on a Monday morning, being excited, not being stressed out on a Sunday. Imagine what that world would look like. And then that 1,000 people then go and encourage another 1,000 people and encourage another 1,000 people. You might get the elevator held for you on a Monday morning if you keep trying.
The small things, the small miracles.
The small miracles, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's beautiful, you know, just that changing of the narrative within yourself, you know, because especially as in a position that you are where you're leading others, you know, if they see like, if they see you enjoying Mondays, they see you smiling and being present and being open and being light and happy and, you know, ready and willing to do, you know, put the work in to do whatever that is for the day. And like, okay, well, I know she's going to say something to me if I come here looking busted. So, you know, I gotta come in here with a smile on my face, fake it till I make it or something, because, you know, they feed off of that, you know, and so it just, you know, reminds me of a scripture, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will be glad in it, you know, and just walking and really believing that, you know, that God made this day on purpose for me, to do exactly whatever it is that he called me to. His mercies are new every morning. And so I want to act like I'm happy about that.
I'm going to be happy in that. Because you, every day you wake up with the option. You can either be happy about the day and be very grateful and thankful that you were born.
Yeah.
Or you could wake up and be very upset about the day and have regrets and continue to wonder why you were born, which is a lot stressful. You are wasting your days. When I say that we are all born with a specific path, plan, and blueprint, like, our days, the second in our days are numbered. Like, mm-hmm. they're planned out so strategically yeah. for us. Yeah. And when you really sit back and think about it, you're like, if I'm wasting seconds, minutes, mm-hmm. hours, and days complaining, I'm not fulfilling the purpose that I was born. But guess what? You're not even just born for yourself. You're born for other people. Yeah. So you're not even tapping yeah. to that. You're not giving other people what they need. I always say, don't be stingy and selfish with your gifts. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Like, give them freely to other people, because that's really the reason you were born. And when you start shifting your mindset, Nia, even into that, you realize your real struggle that you think you have, it's really not that big. Yeah. That's really flesh. That you just in your emotions then. When you think outside of the box and really think about the people that you're called to, and you wake up like, I was born with the purpose and a plan, and I'm about to go out there and help somebody else discover theirs, man, your whole mindset just shifts. You get yeah. such a joy and a happiness, and you feel fulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so going along with that, you talked about the platform that you currently have and the lives that that you're changing and the people who, you know, are following you on Monday, looking for that video, looking for Mondays of Mel, like, yes. all right, I got to get this dose of Mel or else the rest of the week going to go downhill. So we got to get this in, you know. And so yes. with that, what are some of the things that you are planning, just your short and long-term goals with that particular part of what you do?
So Mondays with Mel, definitely, that's my baby. That's where it yeah. all started. But it's a part of a bigger plan because yeah. it's also opened up a door for my husband and I. We have a coaching and consulting firm. Yeah. Now, I can tell you our timetable is far stretched.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. I only have 6 consistent clients, but that's intentional. And yeah. all of those have been by word of mouth and referral. Nia, no marketing. No real marketing. It's been by word of mouth. So I know that with that 6, I'm meant to do life with them right now, to coach okay. them up, inspire them. In the future, yes, I see my husband and I coaching and inspiring so many others. But right now, our bandwidth, which we know yeah. that we can be an impact with, is just with the 6 clients that we have. Yeah. But in the future, yes, large consulting firm, because we already know that this is a part of our purpose and plan. We already yeah, know yeah. that we're born for this. Now, while we're not doing that now, that doesn't take it off the table that that's not a part of the future.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also for the vlog has connected us with so many people from around the world that I would have never met. Yeah. I am like connected with families. I love it when they're like, you know, Mel, we're going to get on the Zoom. And I'm like, I get to meet your whole family all the way across the south, across, you know, the country. Yeah. And like, to me, I love that because it's the small impacts that you have on other people that literally change their lives. So that's one thing. Our coaching firm, we absolutely know that that's God ordained. That's our part of our purpose and our plan. But that's, like I said, in the future. We just got to get settled on a couple other things. Also, just from Mondays with Mel, still vlogging, loving that, enjoying that. So many people have been asking for more videos and more content. I've been working on that behind the scenes. And also just getting perspectives and views from other people.
Okay.
I've been setting up interviews for that just to see how they view Mondays. Sometimes it's better also that we get inspiration and hope from others. So I have a large community, very diverse. I'm going to give you guys a heads up. So I love that. You know, very diverse across the board where they'll give us different perspectives as to their view on Mondays or what motivates and what inspires them. And my husband and I are really big on consistency. So that's stuff that we're already doing now so that whenever it does launch, we're able to keep up with the consistent moments of that because we believe everything we do, it has to be done to excellence. So yeah. Yeah, excellence right now is just me getting that vlog out on a Monday. Right, that's right. what we're doing. Our 6 yeah. clients, that's what we're doing. But the future, whatever it is, I can tell you, we know what that roadmap looks like. It's engaging and connecting with people, showing them that life has so much more for them. Life is not just about themselves. And it's really just coaching and inspiring them to discover their purpose, discover their plan, walk it out daily, because I believe that every day that we get up, it takes us closer to our, like, you know, plan and our purpose. Yeah. And the reason that's something that gradually comes to us. I mean, I always say, imagine God the Father dumping everything on you the day that you were born. Like, you know, yep, that's what you're going to do. Can you imagine? Yeah. We would be so overwhelmed. We would ask so many questions. We would talk ourselves out of so much greatness, so much, because we would worry and think about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just it's so interesting just because a lot of us now, we want that. We want God to pour everything out all almost at once. And he's like,
some of us aren't ready. I wasn't ready. If you would have told me that I would be even doing this, like, you know, I would have been like, well, that's too much. You know, I don't know how I'm going to manage with my schedule with the kids. Like, I immediately go into planning mode myself. But it's like, he's like, that's why I didn't tell you, because I don't need you to plan this out. I just need you to walk it out. I didn't ask you to plan it.
Yeah.
I just asked you to walk it. So.
Yeah, and I think something that you said, or just the theme of what you said, is just being obedient to the season that you're in, you know, and not trying to force everything, trying to throw it all in the pot, you know, just taking it step by step, you know, because you do get overwhelmed. You have to be realistic with where you are, with where your kids are, with where your family is, with where you're living. You know, there's so many pieces, and, you know, you just bite those morsels and do what God has for you to do in this particular season. Yeah. And so when it's time to shift, it's like, okay, well then let's shift. And as you're doing this, even if it's a little consistent things that may not seem significant, even in still doing them, being doing them in excellence, doing them well, perfecting the gift, you know, when God says it's time, it's you're not overwhelmed anymore.
You're prepared for it.
And so with between consulting and coaching and your vlog, how can people get connected with you and check all this wonderfulness out?
Yes. So I would love for people to connect with me on Instagram at Mondays with Mel, on Facebook at Mondays with Mel, and also Mel Frazier. I have a page, and I also have a following. Also on YouTube, I have a YouTube channel called Mondays with Mel as well. And I would also love for people to connect with me, DM messages. And I also have a an actual website. It's www.mondayswithmel.com. You can always email me, send me a message, and reach out. I promise I'm the one responding to every single one of them. So I love when people reach out to me and I get to meet and bring in new Mondays with Mel family.
Got you. And so this is Monday, which I find to be so awesome and so perfect. closing out this particular Monday, what do you want to leave with the people?
Yeah. So if there was one message that I could leave with people, is wake up every single day understanding and knowing that if you woke up, it's not over. You still have a plan. You still have a purpose. You are called. You are special. You are loved. You were born to do exactly what you have envisioned. You were born to do exactly what you have planned, what you dreamed about. All you have to do is put in the work, make it happen, and lose the fear. And remember, most of all, whenever you feel like, you know, well, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know what my plan is, go to the one that created you. I tell people that all the time, because a lot of times we go left field and we can't figure things out because we're not going to the person that created us and understands the blueprint and gave us the download. So stay connected in that area. And I always say to people, if you don't believe, start believing. Because if you really want to live out your life and you really want to have the most biggest impact that you can, get connected to a source that's a lot higher than you.
Yeah.
And I love
y'all. Yeah. I really do. Thank you so much for coming and sharing. Yeah. It's been a true joy. And so I can't wait to see what happens in the future. And we will definitely have you back soon.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Kisses.
Bye.
Thank you for listening today. And I hope you can join me again for the next time on Be You for a Purpose, the podcast.